The scenes at the end of that game were championship-esque. The manner in which he won it was drama. What was it like to play in, never mind kick the winner?
It was actually a great atmosphere, you know. I suppose it's been a while since we had that crowd in Celtic Park. Maybe a bit dull in the first half because we were driven full of so many mistakes. You know, missing three frees, he should be scoring, missed a goal chance. We didn't get anything out of it and they went down and scored it. You know, so they're obviously momentum killers, but second half we kind of played a little bit better in terms of not playing within ourselves and maybe go at them a bit more. And yeah, that's what adds the excitement. That's what gets the crowd on your side. A lot of momentum maybe going our way at the end. And look, I suppose Sean could have blew it at a draw, and I don't think anyone would have been home disappointed. But fortunately, we had that chance, and I suppose there's a lot of people looking for Shane McGuigan's bit at the end, and it made it very easy for me to tap it over. You know, 30 metres, you'd bank anybody there to put that over. So, look, a very good victory, but at the end of the day, it's only 2 league points, and that's all we were looking for.
You mentioned the crowd. How big a factor was it in your comeback?
Oh, yeah, look, when the crowd's on your side, momentum's with you, gives you that little bit of extra step when you're running for a ball. You know, it drives you on, and they do help you. They can tell you if there's space in front of you to go on. They're another set of eyes for you, and you try and use that to every advantage you can. And look, it does give the team energy, and that's the kind of thing that we want in games. We want plenty of people coming to games and supporting Derry. We're trying to put the effort in to keep our end of the bargain, and we'd just love to see more people at games, you know.
The first half, there's a lot of expectation. These are favourites in most places. Do you feel that you carried that in the first half, or was it mistakes, or was it a mixture of everything, or
not even?
Or not really?
I think it was just we were maybe playing a little bit safe. Not that it's a bad thing in many ways, but look, we just weren't doing what we used to do. We're normally doing, I guess. We were making it easy for Dublin defensively, not asking any questions of them. We were playing very lateral, very slow football, and it just played into their hands, and then we got caught in a fair few counter-attacks. So we tidied that up in the second half, and I suppose that gave us a better ending in the game, and we could press higher on their kickouts and try and pen them in a little bit more. And those are the kind of things that can turn a game for you. If they're always going against you, you're always in the counter-attack, it doesn't put you in good stead, you know. So we tidied that up, and helps, you know, it helps get the crowd on your side, and that little bit of extra energy you need in the last 5 minutes.
When Niall Toner got his back in the game, Kieran Kilkenny got a couple of points, just couldn't get level, and it was really, really tight. How did that compare with the Ulster final last year, when it was sort of inches and chances, and was it more intense or the same? Or
every game's different. I suppose the Ulster final last year was a lot more game of chess. I guess you had possession for longer periods of time.
But is it the same intensity today, do you feel?
I suppose it was different. The level in which you broke at pace was probably a little bit higher. But then you weren't on the ball for as long a period as you were, so it was more like a game of chess. The Ulster final that there was, you had to inject at pace, be very decisive and clinical, and that's just maybe how it differs in terms of energy.
9 games unbeaten since you lost to Galway, and slightly closer to promotion. What does this do now for your season?
Look, it's just another game. We can't hang our season on this. We just need momentum, we just need games to win. We're trying to win at a certain level all the time, and that's the kind of thing we want. We got 11 points last year in the league, and it done us no good at all, so we have to try and get promoted. That was our initial aim, and we'll probably not rest until we are promoted. So that's the aim now, and then once that's over, we'll reevaluate for a championship.